B-Pod Studios.
Without further ado, brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics, minimally invasive spine institute at Rothman Orthopedics, minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit rothmanspine.com. The great Adam Schefter. Good morning, Mr. Adam Schefter.
Good morning, guys. 8 days out of the NFL draft. Schedule comes out tonight. There's football fever in the midst of the Sixers playoff series.
But there we go. Now, we are going to cover all this and more with you, Adam Schefter, as per usual. But you, sir, are a journalist. And we got to talk a little bit about journalistic integrity and all that fun stuff. Because there have been stories in Philadelphia over the last couple of months, whether one coming out about Carson Wentz and having trouble in the locker room, or right now one about Ben Simmons and all that stuff. I don't know if you saw this story by Chris Sheridan saying that Ben Simmons is having trouble in the locker room because he was drunk, hungover, missed a game in Orlando because of it, and Brett Brown's lost the locker room, and Elton Brand wants to trade Ben Simmons and all this other stuff, and it all cites sources. When you're doing a story, Adam, and you have obviously risen to a great height here, prominence and all that throughout the football world, and little in basketball as well, when you're putting a story together, what lengths do you go to make sure what you're reporting is factually accurate?
Well, first of all, that's everything. Right. If you're not accurate, then your credibility is compromised, and you can't have that. And so in graduate school to get my journalism degree, the first thing they taught us on the very first day of school was, if your mother tells you she loves you, check it out. And all these years later, I still have not been able to confirm that my mother loves me, but I have been able to confirm that the Eagles are expected to be active in the draft next week. Okay? So, I mean, you must check out these things. Now, again, a lot of times it's hearsay, it's speculative. I mean, you know how many times I could write a story where I'm hearing this from a lot of people, but hearing and actually putting it out there are two different things, especially when you're dealing with the subject matter. So if I'm hearing that Ben Simmons was out late and didn't show up, I want to confirm he's not there. Now, there's always going to be different opinions and interpretations of facts. Look what happened in the Bleacher Report with Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. We know that there's some shred of truth. We just don't know exactly how much is true. And if you ask every person, everybody's got a different take. And I didn't read Phil Sheridan's article this morning. But what I would say is, number one, I'm sure there's something there. He didn't just make this up.
Right.
Number two, Ben Simmons is 22 years old. 22. How many of us at the age of 22 showed up late to work or showed up to work hungover or whatever it would be? Like 22, wealthy, successful, a star. I'm sure Ben Simmons has done some things. Now, how he's handled himself, how he's carried himself in the locker room, how he's endeared himself to his teammates or not endeared himself to his teammates is a separate issue. And I can't speak to that. You know, Bob could speak to that better than I could, obviously. But to me, there must be enough smoke there for this guy to write that. And there must be some issues there. And I don't know whether he got everything 100% right, 50% right. What's your take on what he read? You tell me, being that I've not been able to hear your conversation this morning.
My take on it is that there wasn't a lot of stretching done in this story in terms of, I think everybody realizes, and Chris Sheridan, who wrote the story for the New York Daily News, pointed out that, oh yeah, if Brett Brown doesn't win in the first round, he's going to get fired. Okay, thank you for that. I think we all get that. I mean, most of our callers have had that same kind of point of view, like my 10-year-old daughter, that type of thing, knows something like that. If Brett Brown doesn't get out of the second round of the playoffs, most likely he'll at least make it to the bus but get fired. I don't think there's a lot of stretching done in this story. That's not a big stretch there. And then there's parts of the story that make it look like, and Bob's pointed this out, that were written after game one and then not really adjusted after game two. Like saying Ben Simmons is annually taken out of playoff games, annually exposed in the playoffs, when this is only his second year and his third playoff series.
And he played well. Now, again, I'll say this to you. When we talk about coaches, there have been so many times during the course of my 30 years in this business, especially the last 10 at ESPN, where we're basically rolling along towards the end of the season, and you're hearing this coach is fired, this coach is fired, and you're like, yeah, this coach is gone, this coach is gone. And 90% of the time, 80, 90% of the time, that's right. But there are times when it changes around. I've seen people in my industry, our industry, report this coach is likely to be gone at the end of the year, or they're going to make a change. And they don't. Things change. What if the Sixers were in a playoff role, right? And if they don't and they crash and burn, yeah, again, probably a real good chance they're going to change coaches. But again, to your point, your 10-year-old daughter knows that. Philadelphia knows it. We don't need to. It's one thing to know it and think it and speculate about it. It's another thing to just see it in print. I don't love that. That's me. Okay?
Yeah, it's me too.
It's sort of stating the obvious. And, I mean, if you want to report in hard facts, the Sixers will fire Brett Brown if they don't get out of the first round. Fine. Your name is on that, and everybody's going to remember that. You got a lot riding on it. I don't think that they have made that decision yet. I think everybody could think that that's going to happen, but let's wait to see how it plays out. I don't think we need to put any more pressure on the coach, the situation, whatever. Just sit back and let it play. We know the coach is on the ropes, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Let it go from there. Now, the Ben Simmons part, again, he played great the other night. I kind of knew he would. Like, everybody was so down on him, and I said to one of my buddies that day, as I was doing my daily fantasy lineup, Ben Simmons is the one guy I want in my lineup that day. And sure enough, we had a triple-double, right, that day?
Yes.
So he was fantastic.
Yeah, his second triple-double in the playoffs, but he gets exposed in the playoffs, evidently.
Annually. Every year, Shefty, even though he's only been in it 1 year. He gets exposed every year.
Triple-double at age 22.
Yeah.
Adam, I got to ask you, because I heard you dangled this out there. The Eagles active in the draft. What do you know? What do you think their plans are going into the NFL draft next week?
Well, I say that because they're just always active. That's just who they are and what they do.
That is their history.
Again, to steal Buzz, it's not exactly a stretch to say that the Eagles are going to be active in this draft, okay? It's not exactly a stretch. We know they're going to be active. I'm sure they're going to look to move up or move back or move out or gain more picks or address more needs or look for players. Look, they have certain needs right now. To think that they're not going to be active in the draft, I mean, that's just absurd. That's crazy. So I don't know how it's going to come out, but I promise you that they're going to be trying to wheel and deal and move around and manipulate the draft because that's what they always do.
Yeah, there you go. There's a track record there, no doubt about that. Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, Adam, what do you know about Carson Wentz's back injury from last year? Because Zach Ertz came out earlier this week and said that he had hurt it earlier in the year and fought through it and all that. And then when he was pushed on it, didn't want to examine it any further because obviously it's another player's injury. Just from your own knowledge, what do you know about the history of Carson Wentz and his injury specifically with the back last year?
That's my understanding that Zach Ertz is exactly right, that he hurt it early on. I don't remember whether it was week 3, 4, 5, but he did hurt it early on. And then obviously it got worse and then they weren't winning. And it was a whole avalanche of factors that led to them shutting him down. Now they always felt like he was going to be ready for this season, which is one of the reasons that they were able to let Nick Foles go, that it wasn't going to be something that lingered and serious. But it was. It occurred earlier in the year and got worse as the year went on, the point where eventually his season was ended when it was. And so I don't remember the exact week, and I don't think we knew at that time that his back was hurting him, but when it comes out later that he's hurt and he's not going to play again, you start asking around, it was earlier? Oh, early in the season? Oh, we played through that? Okay. And so that's what happened. And again, like Zach, I don't have any problem sharing what I know, the limited amount I know, but like Zach Ertz, that is right. The injury occurred early in the season, and I believe it probably impacted the way he played when he did play.
Shefty, how happy should Carson Wentz be with the deal that Russell Wilson just signed?
It's a great question, and I think that even if Russell Wilson had not gotten that deal, I don't know how much it would have impacted Carson Wentz anyway. Right, we have Aaron Rodgers sitting there at 33.5, and Russell Wilson comes in at 35 average. And Carson Wentz is somebody that the Eagles believe in. And so if you're Carson Wentz and you want to play it out and try to go in a Super Bowl this year, could he beat those numbers? Yeah. Do you want to take something safe now? And I don't know what that number is. Is that number 30? Is it 28, 30, 32 with upside? It might be. I don't know how it would look, but I don't think he's going to make what those guys are making. I don't think he's going to pass them. But they've given some parameters for both Wentz and the Eagles to work around. And like I said, I think even without the Wilson contract, Wentz's contract, both sides have an idea of what it would look like. And I don't think that the Wilson contract impacts the Wentz contract all that much.
You know, we going back to how everybody's been talking about these injuries, you know, we had my man Kelsey just talk about a torn elbow. Yeah. Have you heard of this injury before?
I've never heard of a torn elbow. I mean, you know, you get a torn ligaments in an elbow.
Yes.
You have a torn muscle in the elbow. Torn elbow, but I've heard, you know, funny bone. You know, you heard your funny bone.
now that's something. I want to see that on an injury report.
Yeah.
Torn and a funny bone.
Yeah, I hit my funny bone.
I've never seen that on an injury, torn elbow before. You know, I've seen a torn ligament. I've seen a torn muscle. I've seen other tears. But look, I think the bottom line is, you know, with Jason Kelce and with many players, and look, well, you asked me that question once. I think a lot of times, Trey, you would know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys are playing through things that are worse than the public often realizes. Like, we see these injury reports, and it says Julio Jones, knee. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to play. You know, like, guy listed with a concussion. Oh, let's see if he can clear protocol. Like, a couple of years ago, I was walking out of my driveway. I slipped on the ice, slammed my head. You know, my head was in a fog for a week. I had a concussion. I was probable for Sunday countdown, and I made it. But I said to myself, wow, so this is what it's like to have a concussion, and this is what it's like to have some of these symptoms, and this is what these guys go through to play. And I had my left knee operated on. I had an MCL. And sometimes we see these guys get MCLs, and you're like, yeah, 2 or 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, I can still barely walk. And I'm thinking some of these guys are going back to play. And the point is that I think a lot of times these injuries are worse than the public knows. These guys play through much more than the public realizes.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are in the NFL because they are physically and mentally tough. Tough, and they play through a lot. And I think when you hear Kelce's injury, that puts into words exactly how tough some of these guys are.
Adam, always great talking to you. We will talk to you on Wednesday next week, obviously, right before the NFL draft gets underway. Adam Schefter, always great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Good luck to the Sixers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.